Nicola, lovely as ever to see you here at Gatcombe Park. Kickstarted the campaign with dressage. How do you feel that went?
I was really pleased with him. He's a young horse to be doing his first advanced at seven, but he has a really good brain, and I was really pleased with how he coped with the more difficult movements there in the test. And he's done his proud. I'm really pleased with him.
Busy weekend in store, lots of horses here this weekend.
We have got JL Dublin doing the intermediate championships, and Elite Jaguar is doing the novice championships, and then a Burley Young Event horse as well today, which is exciting.
And for you, what makes the Magic Millions Festival of British Eventing so special?
It's just amazing privilege to be allowed to ride around this beautiful estate, beautiful park, and the terrain lends itself to the most wonderful cross-country course. And here in the dressage area, it's lovely and peaceful and quiet, which is great for these younger horses. You know, it gives them a really good start to their career, and gives them their confidence that, you know, they can concentrate on us, what we're asking them to do, and we can really start to develop that partnership. But it's just an honour and privilege to be allowed to ride here.
And of course it's great for the spectators and fans to showcase these young up and coming talented horses, and one day we might see the likes of this one at Bamerton or Burley.
Absolutely, yes. They're at the beginning, some of them are at the beginning of their education and their careers, and it would be lovely one day that they are you know, world class horses, and there will be many here, I'm sure. We just have to wait a few years for all that to happen. But also there's top horses competing here in the British Open and the advanced classes as well, so there's a lot to look forward to.